The second thing we must get clear on is that they operate through infiltration. They make their moves clandestine, and they don't play by any rules. This means that we have no way of knowing the backstory generating the effects that the media dutifully broadcasts, and which power predictably uses these effects to further its interests, which makes Henwood's interpretation of Hillary's experience extremely suspect. Quote, the Clintons had outgrown Arkansas. Bill contemplated running for president, decided not to. 4 years later, found his nerve. Plenty of skeletons, though, and an internal memo, which became not so internal. From March 19, he doesn't mention how that got not so internal. 1992 listed more than 75 potential problems for the candidacy. He won anyway. They settled into something resembling a co-presidency. Oh, don't you hate this? I mean, women great at this. You cannot be big in this system if you're a woman and not be accused of being a ball breaker or a, what's the expression? Anyway. Well, a bitch, all right? That's not an expression, but that's the term. Okay, so they had this co-presidency, he says. lost my place. With Hillary exercising an influence no previous first lady ever had. Really? Has he been in everyone's? Has he been in every president's bedroom? I'm sorry, true influence. We want upfront acknowledged influence, but he's not talking about that either, so whatever. And she caused trouble right from the start. Always suspicious of the media. She shut reporters' access off to the West Wing. Ended up alienating the press to no good effect, unquote. Now, how to discuss invisible agents. I mean, this is a tactic that's always worked for them. Like a charm. Shuts us up always. And then, of course, we got the journalists telling us, if you can't prove it, don't talk about it because it trivializes or cheapens the whole project. Shuts us up, it does, indeed. We got to get past that. We do. And the way we get past that is knowing what we want and going for it. As single-minded of purpose as they are. So how to discuss what can't be proven and what is intentionally hidden, kept under wraps, secret, done by a tribe that prides itself on being able to keep a secret, without so doing being used to discredit. I caught the end of a similar discussion just today when I wrote this. I forget, whatever. Bobby Seale was telling the story of COINTELPRO infiltration of the Black Panther Party, saying that some folks who were subjected to its tactics still are experiencing PTSD because they weren't able to talk about it. I mean, think about it. Think about it. How hideous. Remember how folks could not believe and would not accept that Richard Aoki had been recruited as a child, essentially. As a child. And they're doing that yet. They've never stopped. That's also not talked about. Our children are being set up to be the future. Richard Aoki's laying out their military uniform, whatever they consider to be, symbolizes their duty to the state, and whatever uniform that symbolizes what won their heart, despite. We have to start trusting what we know in our hearts is true. The world around us is completely manufactured, false, artificial, constructed to serve something that's ignoble, a death-worshipping mindset. So, some of the folks he knows still are experiencing PTSD because they were never able to talk about it. So he says, like, I mean, you had agent provocateurs that would actually marry and have a child with someone in the party because that was part of their assignment. Who would do that? You see his point. This tactic, this shadow state, these hidden totalitarians do what is clearly insane. And Auschwitz is but the most extreme illustration of it. And count on our not being able to believe that fellow human beings could do such things. Silence birthing more silence, a circular toxicity that works only so long as we don't have certainty, so long as we don't own the truth of our bodies and know that the world we want stands opposite to this reign of falseness.